Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Emmanuel Barbari with you on the Verizon Yankees postgame show. Will Warren, no walks and a career-high 11 strikeouts his last start against the Angels. So the Orioles, naturally, they were aggressive. That was the game plan. Jackson Holliday, first pitch of the game, base hit the other way. Next pitch, Warren did lose one. Hit Ramon Urias, then with Gunnar Henderson at the plate. Always dangerous, Warren. He picked Holliday off second. Initially ruled safe, but Holliday had come off the bag. Out on review. Could have been a big lift. One on, one out. Warren walked Henderson, and the Orioles stayed aggressive. After that, Ryan O'Hearn, first pitch, RBI single to left, 1-0 Baltimore right away, and runners at the quarters. Laureano did fly to right, but Colton Cowser, two on, two out, aggressiveness, and a perfect piece of hitting.
Runners at the corners, 1-0 Baltimore with two outs in the first inning. Swing on, line drive, left field, slicing away from Bellinger. He'll have to go get it. Coming around to score is Henderson. Digging for third and getting there is O'Hearn. He gets a stop sign. It's an RBI double for Colton Cowser. His 11th RBI, third double, and Baltimore's got a 2-0 lead here in the first inning.
Warren, fortunately, after that, set down Mullins, a 7-pitch fight, a grounder to second. But in an eye blink, 2-0 Baltimore in a big rubber game here. Yankees wanted to get out of here with a series win. Bottom of the first inning, Dean Kramer, a 1-2-3 on 10 pitches. But Warren settling in. Second inning, responded with his own 1-2-3 and froze Maverick Hanley, the catcher, with a sinker. 2-0 O's, bottom of the second inning. After Kramer got Bellinger on a first pitch fly ball, struck out Stanton, so two out, nobody on. Jazz staying tiled in. A double whistling into the right field corner. Kept the inning alive for DJ LeMahieu, who's also been feeling it.
1-1. Breaking ball, swing on, line drive, left field. Jazz got a good break. He's coming around third. It's being waved on. Here's the throw from left field. It is. It hits him. And there's a collision at home plate. Jazz still has to touch the plate. He does with his left hand. He and the catcher, Maverick Hanley, getting up slowly. The Yankees run aboard.
Jazz shaken up, of course, good to go. But on that play, the catcher, Hanley, had to leave the game from that collision. Came out for the former Yankee, Gary Sanchez, who replaced him behind the plate. And LeMahieu, with that swing in June, hitting .340. He's had an RBI once every couple of games here this month. Cut the Orioles' lead in half and looking to keep his momentum going. Top three, what a start.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Arias, Henderson, and O'Hearn. First pitch from Warren. Swung on, hit right back to him. Knocked it down. He can't find it. It's right under his feet. Recovers, throws, got him. What a play.
Found it. Eventually, the defensive play of the game. Brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Then Warren gunned a full count fastball by Gunnar Henderson. A two-out single by O'Hearn, but Warren locked up Laureano. 96-mile-an-hour sinker. Third strikeout on Warren, breezing through the second inning and the third inning. Yankees almost created a run to tie the game, a two-out run in the third. Judge fought off a single to right. Rice then a perfect spot on a miss hit towards third. Made it back-to-back base hits, but Bellinger bowled on the Kramer splitter. And Kramer, four punch-outs through three innings today at the stadium. Baltimore, 2-1 lead. Warren, though, maybe if the first inning was feeling out, the rest of the day was taking it, grabbing it, running. Top of the fourth, two-out single by Dylan Carlson. Once again, a first-pitch single, that aggression from Baltimore. But Warren brushed away Gary Sanchez on just three pitches, darted a fastball, fourth strikeout in four innings for Will Warren. And Kramer saw his counterpart cruising and sort of accepted the duel today. Bottom four, sinker on Stanton, for called strike three, then got Jazz to bounce to first and paint against DJ LeMahieu, who was responsible for that lone Yankee run so far. Back in the second inning, Kramer dotted him outer edge for strike three. Warren, returning serve. Easy fifth inning. Two-out walk to Henderson. Two walks, both to the dangerous Gunnar Henderson, so Warren's staying away from the clear guy to stay away from. But just a 14-pitch fifth inning. Total command after the rocky first inning for Will Warren. Still a 2-1 Orioles edge, though. Bottom five, and Kramer coasting. 8-9-1 in the Yankee order. Peraza, maybe the best battle of the three. A full count, seven-pitch fight, and a fly ball to center. But Kramer completing a string of seven straight retired. Warren, two quick outs in the sixth inning. He was doing his part, then eyeing up Cedric Mullins, his latest prey.
1-2 pitch here. And a swing and a miss. Will Warren, what a bounce back after that rugged first inning. Really well done. Five strikeouts.
Pretty much spotless over the next five innings for Will Warren. And bottom six, Yankees truly miss an opportunity to potentially get Warren a win here. Judge, a full count walk against Kramer. Rice scorched a double into the right field corner. Second and third, nobody out. Down by one, Bellinger fly to right, Carlson the sliding play, but Judge didn't tag from third. So one down, Kramer against Stanton, struck him out for a third time. The trifecta completed by a high fastball past Stanton, and Kramer done on that high note. 5 2/3, a lefty Keegan Aiken came on for the lefty Jazz, two away, and Chisholm fly to right, ended the inning. So wasting that chance, maybe you weren't feeling, we weren't feeling like it was the Yankees day, but that would change a couple of innings later. Yankees still looking up. 2-1 in the rubber game. Top seven. Warren served up only his third hit since the first inning. Carlson ringing double to right. But what followed, another Warren strikeout of Gary Sanchez. Ended his day 6 1/3 strong. One walk, six strikeouts for Warren, and four consecutive strong performances. Tim Hill, top of the order. Extinguisher in that seventh inning. Got Holiday. Got Urias. Home half, seventh inning. Yankees another chance, trailing 2-1. This time facing Sir Anthony Dominguez. Wells with one out, single up the middle. Jason Dominguez pinch hit for Peraza. So it's Dominguez against Dominguez on a Sunday. But liner to center for the second out. Tough luck there for the Martian, that Dominguez. And Grisham came up looking for another big at-bat, looking to keep the inning moving. Walked past the baton for the captain, Aaron Judge. He fanned with two on, two out. Stay 2-1 Baltimore. Still not feeling like the Yankees day, but all that can change in just one inning. The eighth inning. Fernando Cruz, top half. He may have saved the day. Hill back out there. Back-to-back walks. Henderson and O'Hearn. But Cruz came in to the Lion King, per usual, and looked like a king out there. Struck out Laureano. Struck out Couser. And facing Mullins with two runners out there, this really changed the complexion of the game. It's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Cruz way ahead 0-2. Mando checks that runner at second. And comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. Fernando Cruz, everybody. After a couple of walks, he comes in and gets three strikeouts, all swinging on that filthy splitter.
That meant the Yankees were still only down 2-1 going to the bottom of the eighth. And that's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Cruz restoring order, and the Yankees facing Brian Baker, who's been so dominant, the right-hander for Baltimore. Bottom eight, Ben Rice, a bullet up the middle. Third hit of the day. 5 for 9 his last couple of days. And Bellinger got him to second, grounded hard to first, and knocked down the first base in O'Hearn. So one out and Rice in a scoring position. That meant Stanton, 0-for-3. Three strikeouts on the day. Huge opportunity. Runner in scoring position. Pummeled a single to left. Runners at the quarters for Jazz, the red hot Jazz Chisholm. Goldschmidt came off the bench to pinch run for Stanton, the go-ahead run. And then a gapper could score him and give the Yankees a lead. Jazz got ahead 3-0. So surely you think in that spot, you know, take it all the way, potentially loading the bases. But no, here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's the 3-0, the pitch. Swung on and driven deep to the gap in right center field. That ball has one hop off the fence. It hits right above the 385 side. Coming around is Rice. They're waving Pauly home. Here's the throw to the plate. And Divey's in there.
Jazz 350 since coming off the IL, and a huge series-changing moment, game-changing moment, Two-run double off the fence. Two more doubles today for Jasna. 5-for-13, three RBI series gave the Yankees a 3-2 lead. Total game changer. Next batter, LeMahieu, a grounder to short, got the ball in play with Jazz off third. Of course, he went to third on that throw to the plate. So Jazz hustled home, got in there. Wells had to remind him, hey, touch the plate. You avoided a tag, but touch the plate. So Wells heads up in the on-deck circle. Yankees a 4-2 lead in a three-run eighth inning. And the way Devin Williams has been pitching, that's more than enough. Ninth inning, the two-out single by Jackson Holliday, but a dominant inning once again for Devin Williams, locking up a series victory. Yankees 4 and the Orioles 2.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.